An international rights group has criticized Saudi Arabia for failing to address, quote, the dire human rights situation in the kingdom. Amnesty International says Riyadh has failed not only to implement any of recommendations by the UN Human Rights Council, but has increased the brutal repression of its own citizens. Amnesty International's regional director says a paper has been submitted to the UN rights body highlighting arbitrary arrests, detentions, unfair trials, torture, and other ill treatment in the oil-rich kingdom. Philip Luther has called on the international community to make the Saudi regime accountable for violating the rights of its minority Shia community and migrant workers. He says Shia Muslims are being targeted for participating in anti-government demonstrations and for views which are critical of the state. Amnesty has also condemned the systematic discrimination against women in the ultra-conservative kingdom, including a ban on women driving. Earlier, we spoke to Leesburg-based legal expert Edward Spinaus about the systematic rights violations in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia does have one of the worst human rights records in the world. It's one of the most backward regimes in the world. And it gets away with this. It's able to do this because of its alliance, long-standing alliance of decades, with the United States and with the British. This is something that goes back with the British to the pre-World War I period in the 1920s, with the United States later, really got cemented in the 70s and 1980s. And today you have a very firm alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia against Iran, of course, against Syria, and against almost everybody in the region except Israel. The Saudis can be implicated in the 9/11 attacks, terrorist attacks inside the United States, as they were and are. It's not surprising that the United States, the ruling circles here, as well as the British, will give them a free hand on terrorism.